Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Continuing with the procedure of the Saita. Bali Lichtav Esa Megillah. Now they actually would write the Parsha of the Megillah, the highlight of the procedure of the Saita that was used to dissolve in the waters. Me'ezamakim Hu Kaisev. So what actually, which parts of the Parsha Saita were actually written down? So the Tanakhama says, Me'im Leishachav Ish. It starts from the beginning of the warnings that the Kohen would give to administer to the Isha, from the Pasuk starting Me'im Leishachav Ish, all the way through Va'at Ki Sotis Tachas Ishech. However, he does not include Ve'ena Kaisev V'Hishbiya HaKohen as Isha. So the idea being he would write all the things that the Kohen actually said to the Isha, but the speaking parts, so to speak, where the Torah narrates what the actions of the Kohen, that the Kohen made her swear, or the Kohen said this to her, those parts are left out. You actually use the sort of substantive words of what the Kohen was saying to her. That's what was written down in the Parsha Saita. And then you would continue with the ksiv, v'kaisiv, yitin Hashem, aysech l'olav l'shvua, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give to the woman as a curse and as an oath. Ubo amayim ha'ma'arim ha'ela b'mi'ayich, and the bitter waters should go into the Isha and to her innards, latzbois beta and valan pil yarech, to blow up her belly and to make her thighs fall off. And that's sort of the end of the curses that were written in the parasha. Ve'ena kaisev amra isha amen amen. So again, the speaking parts weren't written down. So everything where it says the Kohen said this, you don't write the Kohen said this. You actually write what the Kohen said. And you don't have to write that the Isha said amen amen, because she just responded to all of this. Amen, amen, it wasn't actually written down in the Megillah. That's the sheet of the Tanakhama. So again, the Tanakhama basically writes the actual sort of substance of what the Kohen said to her. The warnings, the Allah, the Shvua, the curses, the oaths. He wrote that down in the Parshas Parsha Saita. And then on all that, the Isha just answered, amen, amen. You didn't actually write that into the Megillah. Rabbi Yosi Emer Lahayim Afsik. Rabbi Yosi says, no, you actually take the beginning of Parsha Saita all the way through. You also write down the parts where it says, and the Kohen did this, and the Kohen said this, and you also would include where the Isha says, Amen, Amen, all that would be written in the Parsha of the Saita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Atzmai in a Kaisev. No, you don't write actually all of any of that stuff. What you do write is, Ela Yitein Hashem, Aisaich La'olah V'Leshvua. You start from the pasuk that says, Hashem will give you the Olah L'Shvua. So all the warnings that the sort of the introductory stuff that the Kohen told her, that if you did this with the person, this is going to be a warning for you. All that wasn't written. You actually start with the actual words of the Allah and the Shvua, and you end off with the Bo Hamayim Ma'arim Hol Eila B'Me'ayich Ve'Ena Kaisiv Va'Amra Ha'isha Amen Amen. And Yehuda agrees with the Tanakhama. You don't write Amen Amen. So, sort of what we previewed in the last Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, he paskins, you write the least amount in the Megillah of the Saita, while the Tanakhama is sort of a middle ground, and Rabbi Yosi says you write the most, you basically include the entire Parsha of the Saita. Perek Beis Mishnah Dalid, in a case of Le'al Luach, you don't write the Parsha Megillah on a stone tablet, Le'al Al Haniyar, you don't do it on paper, Vlay Aladifter, you don't put it on parchment that wasn't fully worked through. Ella Ala Megillah, you only can write it on actual parchment that was fit kosher to be used for a Sefer Torah. So fully processed and worked through parchment. Shenemar, Basefer, it says has to be on a Sefer. So anything that's kosher to be used for a Sefer Torah, that's what you had to use to write the Parsha of the Saita. Ve'ena Kaisav Lay Ba Kaimais, you wouldn't write it with actual sort of gum-like sap of a tree, v'loy bekan kantoim, and not with kankantoim, which is a certain dye that was treated with a copper substance, v'loy b'chol dover shereishim, and the idea being you can't write with anything that's permanent. No permanent markers are allowed. Elabadya, you have to use actual ink, because again, what we're going to end up doing with this parchment is we're going to put it in water, and it's going to actually dissolve in the water. So if you can use something permanent that doesn't dissolve in water, that defeats the purpose. So all these other things can be permanent and will stay on the parchment. They won't dissolve in the water, so therefore they can't be used. But regular DI, regular ink, if you make it wet, as we all know, it can dissolve. So that was used for the Parsha of the Saita. Shenemar umacha, it has to actually be dissolved. Kasav shiachal imachik, so you have to use writing that is able to be erased, that is able to dissolve in the water, and therefore you need to use only DI.